and you're probably not going to be smart enough to find thousands in a lifetime. And when you get a few, you really load up. It's just that simple. This book is about the intellectual collaboration and experiences of two good friends who smartly changed the world of investing and invented a thoughtful and effective process. They made a lot of money for themselves and their shareholders. There is another treasure hidden in these words: how to improve and optimize our decision-making process. This is also a story about exercising self-discipline. Look to the future and think clearly for yourself. Be open to new ideas from wise people. Study the past and learn from it. As Ben Graham said in the introduction of his book, The Intelligent Investor, no statement is more true and better applicable to Wall Street than the famous warning of Santayana: those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. History is important to Charlie Munger as well. He said this: business schools fail by teaching what is easy to teach but less useful. Going back to teaching business history as Harvard used to would be good. There's a lot to be learned from the rise and fall of GM, or the rise and fall and rise of railroads. This book is about one smart way to frame a decision process using sound principles. How do we develop a better understanding of a business, its products, its present, its management, its earnings, and its future? Charlie Munger said, "We read a lot. I don't know anyone who's wise who doesn't read a lot. But that's not enough. You have to have a temperament to grab ideas and do sensible things." This year, 2014, I learned something new from the 2013 annual letter. I learned that retained earnings can be a powerful competitive advantage. Warren Buffett put it this way. Here's a little known fact. Last year, Mid-American retained more dollars of earnings, by far, than any other American electric utility. We and our regulators see this as an important advantage, one almost certain to exist 5, 10, and 20 years from now. Over the years, I have read all of the letters to shareholders of Berkshire Hathaway. I have also read most of the books and articles about Warren Buffett, his teacher Benjamin Graham, and his business partner Charlie Munger. I also served as the editor of Scott Thompson's fine textbook, The Art and Science of Value Investing. Having listened to many hours of audio lectures and interviews, I have been consistently interested in how Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger frame an investment decision and how they find a winning investment product. This book is a story about their rational filter process. It helps them make better investment decisions. In the words of Charlie Munger, you have to understand the odds and hope the discipline to bet only when the odds are in your favor. And I hope that this second edition adds more meat, examples, into your decision-making process. Warren Buffett has written about the four filters in several ways. This behavioral sequence is always similar. Charlie and I look for companies that have A, a business we understand, B, favorable long-term economics, C, able and trustworthy management, and D, a sensible price tag. While Charlie Munger has described the process as getting into high-quality businesses, Warren Buffett has also phrased the four-filter process in this slightly different way. When buying companies or common stocks, we look for understandable first-class businesses with enduring competitive advantages, accompanied by first-class management available at a bargain price. In 1996, Buffett wrote this about investing in public companies. "It is a twist on the four-filter formula that sets the bar towards realism and conservatism. The art of investing in public companies successfully is little different from the art of successfully acquiring subsidiaries. In each case, you simply want to acquire, at a sensible price, a business with excellent economics and able, honest management. Thereafter, you need only monitor whether these qualities are being preserved." After devoting hours of thinking time into their investing ideas and guiding principles, I felt like a man who stumbled upon hidden treasure in the middle of his backyard. I rediscovered a simple sequence called the four filters. They were there all the time. In the 2003 Berkshire Hathaway